The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
I think a lot of people feel we're getting more and more wake-up calls about the climate, and that it's not just the polar ice caps happening in 10 years' time, you know, far away and in the future and everything. There's heat waves in Canada, the Pacific Northwest of the US, and the floods in Germany and China. So I think a lot of people are going, okay, maybe this is here now. So look, in terms of what we can do in our lives, Elaine Butler, good afternoon. And you have a Living Lightly in Ireland website. So you have basically, would it be fair to say, have totally changed your own lifestyle, and you're kind of on a campaign to help other people to change their lives and lead more sustainable lives?
Well, firstly, thanks for having me. I don't think I've changed my life completely, actually. Okay. I'm surprised at, like, my life is quite normal. And I think anybody who sees what I do would think it's quite normal. And my campaign is to provide information to people who want to live more sustainably.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't, then that's their own business. I'm not here to convert anybody to a way of thinking. But there's a lot of people out there who want to live more sustainably, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah, and I think it's nice that you're not beating people over the head with this, because people kind of react badly to that, don't they? So you're just saying, look, if you want to do this, here it is. And what was your own kind of journey to the, so you lead it as close as you can to a zero waste kind of lifestyle.
Yeah. As close as possible, yeah. In Ireland. So
what was your own journey to it? Was there a wake up call or a big moment where you realised?
I think so. When I had kids, I think for a lot of people, when you have kids, you start to think about the future in society in a way that you don't before you have children. Because when you're an independent adult, you can just opt out of a lot of things. But when you have children, you're suddenly in this education system and a health system and a consumption system. And so you see the impact of society on your family. And then I had been involved in writing policy for an environmental political party for 4 years. And then, you know, during that, I discovered that the single-use coffee cups weren't compostable or recyclable. Now, I know there are some now that are compostable, but I was just shocked that I didn't know that, being immersed in environmentalism for about 4 years at that stage.
Okay.
So I started researching other things because, you know, there was assumptions I had made that, you know, paper was always better than plastic and things like that. And I started researching and recording the information, and I recorded it because I tend to forget things. So I said, right, I'll put it in one place so I could remember. And then talking to people, I'd share that information with them if they asked, very importantly, if they asked. And then it sort of evolved into the website. And so the idea is that if you want to do anything in Ireland and you want to know if you can do it more sustainably, then the answer is there. So like where you might eat, how to avoid food waste, who stocks sustainable clothing brands, secondhand clothing stores or secondhand stores in Ireland. So hopefully everything that people need to live more sustainably.
No, I believe you went zero waste in one big bang right at the beginning, and it was all a bit too much, was it?
Yeah, I am quite a competitive person, so when I set myself a challenge, I go all in. And yeah, I think I did tear my hair out in the early days. You know, I would be standing in the supermarket aisle, you know, two bottles in my hand, going, okay, is glass from Asia better than plastic from Asia, or is organic vegetables in plastic better than non-organic out of plastic? And you know, I just got overwhelmed.
You need algorithms practically to...
You actually do. You need a calculation to be sure. So what I decided to do was I really just focus on avoiding packaging wherever I can.
Okay.
And then I try not to sweat the small stuff. And I would say it almost took me about 3 years of research to be able to make clearer decisions about which packaging options were better. And I don't think anyone has the time for that. So I always say to people, don't worry about something is recyclable or better, whatever. If you can get it package free or buy something secondhand, just focus on that.
Okay, so there are two simple rules people could be guided by. You see, I know now there are these zero waste shops, right? And I imagine that a lot of people think that they're for like privileged hipsters and that they're very expensive and everything, and you know, if you've a big family to feed or keep clean or whatever, that you know, you haven't got the luxury of doing that.
There is a difference in price across some. I'm not going to say that all of them are as inexpensive as your supermarket, but I'm very lucky to have a really good one close to me, and they've done Instagram posts where they've compared the price of their products with a big supermarket chain, and they are comparable if not cheaper.
How do they work?
So basically, you go in with your own containers. A lot of them will have paper bags as well if you don't have your containers. And I tend to use paper bags for things that are sort of like chocolate buttons and stuff like that. But you go in with your own containers. I used to bring glass, but then one broke on me. So now I bring plastic containers in. You know, the hummus pots, I find them really good and they're light. And I go in, and what you do is you weigh that container empty. And usually you get a sticker and you put it on the bottom of it, or you can just write the weight on it. And then you fill it with whatever you want, and then you reweigh it, and then you can take it to the cash register, and they what they do is they take the total weight and they take the weight of the container off that, and then you're just paying for the weight of the goods that you buy. And I would say to people, you know, if you haven't tried it before, a lot of them stock really lovely snacks and chocolates. So go in and buy yourself something lovely the first time. It doesn't have to be a whole shop. It could be one or two items.
Tell us about the peanut butter grinder. That sounds nice. Yeah,
me and peanut butter. We have a love affair. So my local store, they have a peanut grinder. So all it that's in your peanut butter at the end is just ground peanut butter. So there's no palm oil. I think there's a little salt in it. So they have a hopper in which the nuts go into, and then there's a dial. You can change it from smooth to crunchy, and you press a button, you put your jar underneath, and it just fills it with the...
Oh, yeah.
And it's warm when it comes out, and yeah, it's delicious. And there's other stores that do like different nuts on different days. So you, if you want cashew, you might go on a Wednesday and get cashew butter. But it's brilliant, actually. And think about all the jars you save by refilling them.
And the then the other side of it that you mentioned there is buying secondhand. So is this in the area of clothes, furniture, whatever?
Everything.
Yeah.
So I set myself a challenge a few years ago to buy 80% of what we buy secondhand. And I'd say, you know, we definitely surpass that. Now, there's some things we can't get secondhand and may not want to, like underwear and pyjamas and stuff like that, you know, but... Yes. Actually, I haven't calculated it this year, but I would say 95% of what we buy is secondhand.
Are your kids on board with this secondhand clothes? How old are they?
So 13 and 11.
Okay, so they're coming to an age where they're going to want the new Nikes or whatever, are they?
Actually, I'm looking, my kids are sort of like to be outside, you know, mainstream. So if Nike is in, they want the opposite.
Okay,
they don't want that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking in that regard. So I only started this journey really 6 years ago, and then I was making the purchasing decision, so it was much, much easier. And actually they got so many toys, because in the charity shops everything's like 2, 3, 4 quid. I mean, I could sell toys. Yeah. Now we're get the stage of rehoming them. So they did really well from this buying secondhand. My daughter, now she's got her own money, you know, grandparents are very generous and birthday stuff like that. So we have conversations about buying, and I don't believe you should force anyone to do something they don't want to do, because they'll just rebel against that.
Yeah.
So the rule is, if we're buying secondhand clothing, I buy it. If we're buying new, she pays half.
Okay.
So then it's a choice.
So it's a carrot rather than a stick approach.
Yeah.
And listen, for people at home, so who might want to start dipping their toe into, like, say, buying clothes secondhand, let's keep it simple. What tips would you offer? Where do they go?
So it depends on your lifestyle and what you like. So some people like buying online. And so there's really good apps for that now. I mean, I use New Wardrobe, which is sort of a swapping platform, but it's effectively you just pay for postage. So it could be a great way to get clothing. Depop, a lot of people know about, where you can get secondhand clothes. Thriftify, eBay. There's so many. And actually, I have a list of them on the website of where you might get secondhand items. Or I'm starting to call them second life items, because I think it sounds kind of nicer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I like physical stores. So I like charity shops. And some are fabulous. There's one close to me, and they organise it by size. And I love that, because I just go in and I can see. And there is a fashionista in the area who keeps buying COS clothes, which I like. And they seem to be my size. So I've been lucky to find.
All you need is one, the right person in your area who has money to spend. And once you find out where they're, what's the word?
Donating or rehoming. I use the word rehoming.
Yeah.
But I know that person needs to be buying the clothes for me to benefit from it. But you know what? We have a mountain of clothes that people aren't wearing in this country. So we really don't need to be buying new clothes. And even if somebody just bought one item, that's second life. And even if you're not comfortable with clothes, because I know some people aren't, but we've been wearing them 5 years, no problem. There's lovely homeware. You know, there's lots of it. There's, you know, a necklace. So there's lots of things that people could just to dip their toe in.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sustainability police. So whatever works for you, but you'll save a fortune. and you're helping your kids' future or in the future of the planet. So it's all good.
Yeah. OK. So people don't have to go full hippie overnight or anything. What you're saying is just try this out, dip a toe in and just...
Absolutely. Really, and if it doesn't work for you, then make changes in other parts of your life, you know?
Yeah. OK, that's it's a very seductive way you're doing this, Elaine Byrne, because you're not like people can't kind of give out, say, this woman's crazy. And then they're just going, OK, she's actually quite reasonable. And she's only saying just try one thing. So
I'm sure there will be people who'll give out anyway.
I think it could work. No. I think if the green movement at large now took that kind of less hectoring tone, like that, they might get more people who open up to their message a bit, you know? OK, Elaine Butler, thank you very much.